Hello, and welcome to OMP Talks, a podcast about supply chain planning challenges, ways to solve them, and the people behind the technology.
Hey everyone, and welcome at OMP Talks. I'm Jan Lemmens, Global Advisory Lead at OMP. Today, I'm going to talk with Jack Eggles, former Shell executive, about value creation in business transformations. Hi Jack, nice to see you again. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I do. Thank you, Jan.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks for making this time available. I would like to discuss a couple of interesting topics with you, actually. Lately, we have seen that the world economy is not that great anymore, right? There are several issues popping up. I would like to know from you what the impact is in general in the industry.
Yeah, so if I look, Jan, at the chemicals industry, let me take that as an example, because that's where I have my my past and I've worked many years. Times are tough at this moment in time. And they're tough for a number of reasons. I mean, partly, clearly because of Ukraine and gas prices and oil prices. I think also partly because the world is changing very rapidly. I mean, if you think about sustainability and expectations of end consumers, and clearly the chemicals business is at the forefront of many products that we use on a daily basis. So I think the chemicals industry is certainly under a lot of change at this moment in time. And indeed, with changing oil prices and changing demand, it actually means that profitability can be tough. That's not new to the chemicals industry, by the way. I mean, the chemicals industry has seen this for the past decades many times. So if times are bad, they will revert back and it will get better again in the future. But there are things that I think companies can actually do to make sure that they actually sail a bit easier through tough times. And maybe that's what we want to talk a little bit about.
Indeed. No, I think I fully agree. Yeah? If you look at the world economy, all these events, it's quite impactful. That's what we're also hearing from other customers. Especially this value side, more and more it's becoming important. In the past, companies often looked too much at the cost, let's say. But what I'm hearing is that more and more they're looking at the profitability, the sustainability also including. How do you look at that?
Oh, I think you're making a very good point. I think if I look at supply chain planning in the past, and in the past to me is kind of, let's say 10, 20 years back, it was very much kind of an executional, operational function, if I can call it that way, in terms of, hey, we need products, they need to move, they need to be loaded, and an invoice needs to be shipped. I think what you see nowadays, and also with the help of, let's say, data availability, sensors that you have everywhere, points of sale, digitalization, I think supply chain planning has become a much more of an enabler of a value creation in a company. Okay. It's a lot easier at the moment with the available capabilities to get an insight in terms of, hey, where am I making money? Why am I making money? What are the drivers that create actually value? But also, and that's particularly what I like about when we implemented OMP at Shell, is the ability to run scenarios. So you can start to ask yourself what if questions. So what if this were to happen? What would that do to my plan? And by that, we're not trying to predict what will happen, but we're trying to get a feel for what might change, let's say, the outlook of our business, and what actions could we potentially take or prepare for so that if these kind of events materialize, that you're actually prepared.
Yeah. Proactivity instead of reactivity.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. And I think that's where you can set yourselves aside, because the capabilities are available now. And clearly also in the corona, which was obviously a very disruptive period for many companies, I think those that were very good at running scenarios and being swift and responsive to these disruptions, I think they set themselves aside from their competitors.
Yeah, fully agree. And you're not the only one. We have seen the same in other industries. So it's good to hear that it's the same in the chemicals. We've seen it in the consumer goods, pharma, etc. Of course, they all have their different challenges, but in the end, it comes to the same point. They're in the same economy, the same situation. No, great. I also understood you focused on, let's say, capabilities are key, right? You need the right solution to support it. What's your vision on the people and process side? Because we have heard that it's not only the solution that is key, but no. What do you think about this?
Oh, that's a real important topic, Jan. And in Shell, we started with processes, which I think initially was a little bit underestimated, the importance of it, that you really describe the new ways of working. And for us, it was so important that we actually got external help to help us with this, to actually bring in a professional company to support us. That was really important because essentially what you do with your processes is you describe how you want the transformation to take effect in terms of how do you want the new way of working to be done once you've kind of implemented the solution. So we spent quite some time on that with the external support that we had, because the help of a third party for us in Shell was crucial. Why is it crucial? Because, in honest, when I started the whole journey, I had never done this before.
Okay.
And I needed someone to help me who had actually done this before. And I think that's the beauty if you bring in a third party, as in it provides skills, but it also provides experience in terms of how do you actually approach that piece of it. And I think that's really, really critical. And on the people side, I think we spent quite some time at Shell to bring the people along with the business transformation and with the change. And for me, there's actually two groups that were really critical to bring along. So first of all, it was those that need to start working differently in the company. So those that are subject to the transformation. We took them along as essentially from day one into the journey. But the second group that's really important is actually the top of the house, because the top of the house also needs to visually support that they want the business to run differently. So in my role as business sponsor at Shell, I spent probably half, if not more, of my time simply working with the senior leaders and keep them abreast in terms of where we were going, why it was important. But also once we started to get value cases in and value stories in, I actively started to share those in the organization so that people could also see that what we were doing was actually delivering value to the company.
Thanks a lot, Jack, for all this interesting information. If you allow me, I would like to recap, actually. My takeaways are it's not a tool implementation, it's not a cost project, but it's actually a business transformation and a value creation.
Correct.
Another point that I would like to highlight is actually this third party. I think it's indeed really crucial to have a outside in view, so happy to hear that you agree. To all of you, thanks for listening and viewing. I hope you really enjoyed it and learned a lot. If you need any help from OMP in your business transformation, please go to omp.com/advisory.